from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football with Big Cleve. Let's throw in a Sean Thompson ball with Big Cleve. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with JB. Got to chawing, wearing them short track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce. Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family. B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink. College football with Binkley. Throwing a Charles Johnson ball with Binkley. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with Jay Binkley.
That is the sweet sounds of Mr. Brock, as that is the vocals of the old number fives. Good guys. Speaking of good guys, we get into Jay Binkley, who joins us now. Mr. Binkley, how are you on this wonderful Wednesday morning?
What's going on, fellas? A little bit closer to football, so Wednesdays, I like Wednesdays, man. Wednesdays are great.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting set for the weekend, you get all your plans, what games you're going to be watching, you start putting things down. I like it.
It's also hump day.
That's right, Bob. That's right.
Yep. Binkley, let me ask you a question real quick. Would you be opposed to the NFL and college starting football games at 8 and 9:30 in the morning?
Hell no, I'd absolutely love it. I just don't know if the players would like it. I think the NFL doesn't care about the players, you know?
Jay. They don't care about the players.
I would love it. I mean, I would love waking up and watching those games. I mean, that would be awesome, but I just don't know about the players getting there so early. If the performance, you know, getting there, a lot of them get there, you know, 3 and 4 hours before the game. Personally, though, love it.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. They do it in Germany and in London when they play those games. Their body clocks, for the most part, are still on the United States time. So, you know, the NFL has shown they don't care what the players think. If somebody's going to write a check, they're going to play those games on the moon.
Well, the thing is, you do practice that early anyway.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Training camp, a lot of, well, I mean, I know some teams play and practice in the afternoon, but you know, the Chiefs have a lot of, you know, morning practices.
Yeah, get that stuff out of the way early so you can be on with life. All right, so Dusty and I have been rooting for this Deion Sanders thing to really, you know, grab hold and be good out of Colorado so far. We're kind of looking going, okay, it's been a lot of, like, fun off-the-field stuff, but on the field they're not very good. What is going on in your mind with Colorado right now?
You know, I always like watching them play. I'm more curious than anything, but I think now it's kind of like watching that car wreck when you're driving on the highway. I just don't like the whole temperament, the way that I thought they'd be better, because I thought Deion Sanders was a better coach than he was at Jackson State. What's really the interest? Getting Shadur drafted to a certain team or Travis Hunter? But Shadur really said some things and has done some things. I'm sitting here going, man, because our character concerns podcast, we talked about that, because that's something teams look for in the NFL. But when you're kind of blaming your offensive line, you're more self-centered, guys start to tune you out. And I think a lot of times Deion at some point is going to lose that locker room. He's already had a ton of guys transfer out there. I'll watch Colorado. I like watching because I like watching Travis Hunter. I think the guy's a phenomenal player. But, you know, they're starting to rub me the wrong way, you know, with Shadur. And I guarantee you the NFL teams are taking a look at that too, because the NFL, you got to be like Mahomes. You got to be where the players on your team want to rally behind you and do something. And I don't see that at Colorado. I mean, Colorado spanked Nebraska last year, 36-14. That did not even look even remotely like that team that played Nebraska last year. Colorado's got some major issues.
Jay, those Wildcats in Manhattan had a little bit of a scare this week, last week against Tulane. Just a hiccup early in the season, or what needs to be fixed out in K-State country?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a concern because of that defense. I was surprised that a redshirt freshman quarterback, Darian Minza, threw for 342 yards on him. They also had a running back go for 128. I think that's the biggest concern. But again, these are early season games, so these things are going to happen. But Tulane is no joke. I mean, we're talking about a team that made a New Year's Six bowl game a couple years ago, talking about a team that brought in Troy's head coach that won 24 games the last 2 years. I mean, there's no mystery why Tulane is a good football team. Willie Fritz had that team built up great before he bolted off to Houston, but still, Tulane's a good team. That was a good test for Kansas State. I'd get more concerned about their defense and the way they played. Like Avery Johnson and that offense, I believe, is going to be fine. DJ Giddens, a freaking stud. I mean, they have one of the top five running backs in the country. You sprinkle in Dylan Edwards more and more with them. I think it was a good wake-up call, but Tulane is nowhere near as bad as people think. That was a real tough game for Kansas State to go down to New Orleans and play that game. But give them credit for winning it, but that secondary, you know, giving up 342 passing yards, because this week they're playing Noah Fifita, the quarterback at Arizona.
That's right.
A very good quarterback. And Teterol McMillan, which is the best receiver in the country, if you want to argue that, or Luther Burden. But they have a receiver. Teterol McMillan had over 300 yards receiving his first game this year. So if you're going to struggle against the passing game of Tulane, watch out for Arizona.
You can't stop the Teterol McMillan now.
Those are like 95, like, points on Scrabble if you play those.
Teterol McMillan. That's a hell of a name right there.
Well, Teterol, he'll probably be the top one or two receiver taken in the draft this year.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. That'd be cool if he'd be right here in Kansas City. Chiefs will trade up for him. Chiefs will trade up for him, you think? From 32?
That would be awful difficult.
Only if the Bills are there, they'll get that.
Yeah, that's true. If the Bills are picking one this year, which is very possible, the Chiefs could trade up to one and get Teterol McMillan. Mark it down.
Teterol McMillan.
Sorry, Dusty.
Your homework.
Missouri is the first FBS team since 2019 to start with two straight shutouts. Is that opponent-based, or is that something that Missouri fans should start getting excited about?
I think they start getting excited about it because everybody's really excited about this offense and what it can do. And, you know, they lose their defensive coordinator that goes off to LSU this year, that good defense in Missouri. Well, you lose that guy that goes to LSU, but then all of a sudden you start off with two straight shutouts. Yeah, competition's part of it. I mean, Buffalo has not been a good team since Lance Leipold left that team. They weren't good last year. They play an FCS team in week one, but still, I mean, even when you're playing bad teams in college football do score. I mean, we see all these good FBS teams. Like, FCS teams will score. I mean, Alabama gives up points to FCS teams all the time. So I think it's good for the confidence of Missouri. But you put that dynamic offense that they have, and Missouri's poised really well. If this defense can play as well as we – now, it's not going to play this good all year. We know that. But because they haven't played – like, this week against Boston College will be a real test for them. Because Bill O'Brien has that team good. Matter of fact, Kansas State and Missouri, there's only two games in college football that have both teams are ranked. Missouri's in one of them.
Yeah, Kansas State and Missouri, as you mentioned, both facing ranked teams this weekend. And, yeah, all of a sudden, if you didn't know, Bill O'Brien's the head coach at Boston College. That happened, like, late in the process. And so, you're right, he is doing a nice job up there. But Doug Flutie's not walking through that door. Daniels over there in Lawrence, that loss by Kansas, that's like, they better be gobbling humble pie like it's nobody's business over there in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, it's got to be concerning because the whole Kansas season was going to go how Daniels was. And he just hasn't looked the same. I mean, all the interceptions that he had in Illinois. That Illinois, listen, it's a Big Ten game. I get it. They sold out their stadium. They had the retro helmets at Illinois and
huge.
All that. But still, that defense has lost so many people the last couple of years in the draft. It's nowhere near as good a defense as what Illinois had in the past. And, you know, it's going to be a real test this week against UNLV. I know that sounds funny, but UNLV won 9 games last year. Barry Odom was Mountain West Coach of the Year. I will say this, Kansas did beat UNLV in a bowl game last year, but still, it's a team with a lot of confidence. It's a team that's 2-0, but I think Kansas really wants to see that Jalen Daniels from a year ago. Devin Neal, the running back, he's got back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, so he's fine. Melo Donson and Kobe Bryant, the best corners in the Big 12, in my opinion, both playing for Kansas. But still, they need Daniels to revert to that form that he's had in the past. But we're talking about a guy that really hadn't put a full season together either.
Pinkley, Bob and I were having a discussion as we get you out of here on this one. What's the better defense, the cover two or the cover three?
I would go cover three because it stops more of your vertical routes. The cover two, yeah, Chiefs just destroy that Tampa two.
Love to hear.
I want three deep defenders, not two.
You got action tonight, or are you still watching other
stuff? No action. We got to wait on that. Oh, man, Mac needs his own action segment.
I like that. He doesn't, though, but thanks for the offer. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Beakley, have a good rest of your Wednesday, man. Put a chaw in your mouth and use those little, short shorts and enjoy the games.
That's right, guys. You guys take care, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.